Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour. I'm your guest.
No guest today, cuz me and Liz, like
old times. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I am only joined today by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
And we are at a break. We won't have any guests for the remainder of the year. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy about it.
Tell me why. We have amazing guests.
No, it's not about the guests. Just the way the guests be sitting, my neck be hurting.
Oh,
to look
I know,
at
me
them.
Too. Someone was like, you guys should reposition it.
We got to figure out a different way to shoot them.
We could do a table.
Because I'd be like, what? That's a great thing you said. I'd be like, man.
It's so true, though.
It's painful.
It is.
It's just the way we sit. I don't know what it is. It's not,
it's awkward.
Not a comfortable way to sit because of the camera and, you know, seeing the person.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I'm happy.
Do you want to upgrade our cameras from iPhones?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Yesterday.
We are upgrading our mic system, though.
Oh, okay.
For all the other stuff, not this, but for our other videos. People are like, okay, guys, I really love the content, but I cannot hear pretty much well.
Yeah.
So mixing board, Joshua, 4 mics. Are you ordering it? All right. Because we have a Patreon now.
Yeah. Well,
and
what's interesting.
Patreon, we're like, hey, man, we're here to support. Upgrade your stuff.
That's reasonable.
KevOnStage.com if you want to support. Melissa's not big on Patreon. I used to not be as well. But I've decided I'm not going to rob people of the chance to be a blessing if they would like to. Hmm. That's all. Because I don't, you know what I thought about? And I'm not going to take up your whole love
No,
hour.
You can't. This is a Q&A today. So okay. That's what all I was going to say.
I support creators, patrons that I like.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I have like 4 patrons. Tony, Pat, Jenkins and Jones, Flagrant 2. I got 4 of them that I support. And I don't mind at all because I like their content. I want them to have pretty much easy lives. So I don't want to rob my fans from be supporting me. We could buy a new mic system and the new office. I just got a text from the realtor.
What did he say?
Let me read it to you. Y'all finna die when y'all see the new ring. I received a draft, have to review and send our asset manager before sending over, but I have it. I'm going to send over the main deal terms later today. New office is going to be expensive.
It is.
So if y'all want to help, dip in on that, dip in. And we'll help you get through your day at work or at home. We're working together, y'all. It's a symbiotic relationship. You feel me?
You feel better?
Well, no, I'm sick.
You are sick.
I don't be, and I'm the trash, the stereotypical man, crybaby sick, tissue in the nose. My kids were looking at me with disgust yesterday. They're like, you all right, man? Melissa was watching TV. I was snoring. You know, and the one nostril, man.
Yeah, that's not being able to breathe in both your nostrils is quite literally the worst thing ever.
You just don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's the definition of we're ungrateful for both nostrils. Because they used to be working. We don't even think. We just.
That's so true.
But when you got one and the other one's always dry. Ugh. It's like, what's going on, man? And then you just be thinking about when you weren't sick. I was like, I just wasn't sick yesterday.
You take that for granted for sure.
And this is the thing that since we're talking, we're being honest with our people. I can't call into work because if I was at a regular job, you better believe I wouldn't be doing nothing but watching Judge Judy. I was in there, Dear Kev on Stage. My head was pounding. I ate Burger King. I know I'm better than that. I had a headache and I'm just getting started.
Yeah. Your day is just getting started.
Because the podcast, and I don't know if this is a question, Because we didn't think about it when we started ads, we have no breaks built in this year. So the holidays, we just have to shoot. So when we're about to go on vacation, we had to shoot like crazy. Especially the longer we are gone, the more we have to shoot ahead. And we finna go to Japan next week, and it's just a lot of shooting.
Very much a lot.
Very much a lot, and I'm sick, but don't nobody care about that. Let's get to these questions. I'm going to be funny, right, guys?
Well, before you go there, a question that...
Are you
done? One question that quite often comes up...
My eye just starts bleeding. Are you guys entertained?
One question that often comes up is about the podcast, and we probably can start there. I asked on my social media for you guys to send us in questions about any and everything, and we received quite a few questions. We're not going to be able to get through all of
28.
them.
Oh, but that's just what you selected.
Yeah, that's just what I selected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's quite a few more. But one question that comes up quite often is about the podcast and the ads, so yes. We should probably just kind of start there. So tell me... what equipment do we use? That's probably the number one question. What equipment do we use?
Wait, are we doing the podcast ads or equipment?
Both. Equipment do we use, and then the question about the ads.
Okay.
This is just a podcast section, just
quickly. Oh, understood. I thought you were asking questions. Okay, the equipment
This is a question that we get.
Okay, so let me first say this, and I talk about this on the masterclass, which is available right now at kevonstage.com. You don't have to start with what we have, because we did not have this when we first started. So...
Amen.
Don't use this as a reason not to start. Because a lot of times people say, what equipment do you use?
Yeah.
They see how much it is and they're like, okay, I got to save up to get that before right. I can start. That is not true. So first things first. The first thing, our first equipment when we first started podcasting was our iPhone, and not the most current one, just the phone that we had. We would, can you toss me that tripod, Greg? So we have basically, and this isn't even the normal one, but we have a monopod with three legs. This is the more heavy duty one. We have lighter versions of this. And then we have a Joby grip tight cell phone mount. So fits most iPhones or Androids, if you choose to live that life. it won't go as big as iPod, but the iPhone Max and like Samsung, whatever, it'll fit that. Okay, so when you don't have money for a mic, you just put your phone in there. This is preset for Melissa to go live. That's why it's, what's that called, up and down?
Portrait.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how it works. It's because you have that thing on the back.
Yeah, it makes it difficult. Don't take it off.
I'm just going to show them. So this is what it would look like, but she has this big butterfly thing on the back. Is this in the frame? Okay, so this is what it would look like the other way around. So these grip type mounts are like $25. These monopods are like $50. Oh, here you go. Thank you, Greg.
I'll put it all in the description box.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so when we first started, we just did that. We had the camera turned around to us, and we recorded the audio that way. And then on iMovie, you would just export the audio to a video form. Export the
video.
Audio to an audio file, MP3 or 4?
MP3.
And then you upload that. Also, when we stopped doing video, because we were finding that, we just weren't always ready to shoot. Sometimes it'd be after work. We would go to the voice memos part of our iPhone, and literally there's like, I don't know, 30 episodes of The Love Hour with just me talking and then going like that for Melissa to talk. So that was our beginning equipment. But what you want to know is what we have now. What we have now is a Shure SM7B microphone. I think we got these from Best Buy. Guitar Center. They're like $500. We got these. These are just... Josh, do you want to come sit over here?
Yes, yes,
I don't know. Jim Wright. Okay, so... These are XLR cables. The Guitar Center guy, let me just pause and tell you guys, I am a salesman's best friend, okay? You don't need these, but these are the gold...
Golds. These cables actually eliminate a lot of the hum that you hear.
That's why I bought them. So at first, I was just getting the regular XLRs, and the guy was like, if you're podcasting, you want top quality, get the Mogami Golds. They're more expensive, but they do get rid of the hum. Technically, all you need is that. You plug this into a Zoom H6 handy recorder. You plug the, luckily, like only one part fits. You can be dumb and still figure it out because I never know. But only one side fits in there. The other side goes into the microphone. Then you turn this on. Super easy, actually, to use. Literally, you turn it on, press record, and it's working. Josh is a gizmo guy. So we have a cloud lifter, which does something. Let me try it before you tell him. It's a preamp. So what it does is it boosts the sound first when you get it to the mic before going in here.
Yeah, so it gives power to these microphones because these microphones need a lot.
These are Phantom mics. So they actually have no battery, no plug-in. Their power comes from this, which is just battery powered. So this bumps up the power here so that you can get a higher sound in the mic without going in and doing it in post. So you get more clear sound, especially for people like Melissa who have smaller, quieter speaking voices. It can boost her voice without peaking. So you get higher quality. These are mic stands.
And then we shoot on iPhones.
I think shoot on that. iPhones. Josh has a Sony A7S. Black Magic Nujitsu. But we found that Josh actually has a couple cameras and we have GoPros and all that stuff. But we found just for ease of transporting the footage, you can literally airdrop the footage from the iPhone to the MacBook and then you edit. And then when you're done, you can literally shoot it back to the phone. And that's why we don't use cameras, because the quality has gotten so much better with iPhone and it's really ease and efficiency of service. And if Melissa just drops the footage on her desktop, she can then pull it off her phone. It's just, that's why we use iPhones more than anything. It's just the whole cloud community makes things a lot easier. And I think that's
probably it. You went real.
We have lights too, but I mean, lights are just lights.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about ads?
Yes.
Second most asked question or. Yeah, question is what I'll say.
So with ads, we have a podcast company that we work with. Do we need to name them or no?
You can.
Audio Boom is the name of the company. It's another masterclass moment that I'm going to share for free. To get ads on your podcast, you need to generate somewhere between 8 and 10,000.
Wait. I don't want you to go that deep because I don't want these questions to get like super long.
I just asked you and you said yes. And then I did it and you said no.
Wait. What did you ask me that I said yes to?
Could I name the company? And then I just took the liberty to keep talking.
Thank you. Okay, be clear.
So I just want, because they're going to ask clear. How do I get
yes.
That?
Let's okay, let's rewind
okay.
it.
Okay. 8 to 10,000 listens an episode and you'll be, you know, eligible. Most podcast companies now, they don't want you, because we get this all the time. Why y'all be saying the ads in the commercial? Because most podcast companies want the ad, I'm sorry, most companies that are requesting podcast ads want them to be in the ad, in the form of conversation of the podcast. They don't want you to say take a break and then insert a pre, you know, taped commercial, because it, I don't know, that take a break clicks people to yeah. cut out. The way Melissa words the ads into the thing is why we do that. So we can't pre-record them. Now, just for honesty and transparency, it'd be a lot easier if we could. I'd love to say, let's take a break and pay some bills. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else does the ad. That'd be great. But we can't do that because that's not how the game works. So that's that.
Great. Thank you. I think that those were probably the most asked questions that we get over the course of the podcast is about the podcast. You surprised, Joshua?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get questions.
People want to be podcasters.
Yeah, people want to be podcasters. So we're asked about podcast equipment and the ads like almost every day. So now let's get into the questions about you and I. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Melissa, do you consider yourself a creative? My answer is still no.
You are.
I mean, it's just ridiculous
mind.
At this point, Joshua.
It's
utterly ridiculous at the. No. Let me. Ooh, I hope you still have this in your phone because I'm sick of it. Listen, personally, you know, give her some of your. Give her a piece of your mind.
Can you please define
I just looked it up. A person who is creative, typically in a professional context, relating to or involving the imagination or original ideas, especially in the production of an artistic work. I don't think.
How do you read that and not realize that's what you do every episode?
Wait.
You original idea. You come up with an original idea for the episode.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for your drawing of the glue. The your drawing of the
your logo. I think I just threw it away.
So Melissa, just you see her new logo if you follow her, the MKOS with the butterfly. Okay, she drew her own set of logos with her mind. Okay, she said, "I want a logo," and her mind said, "What about a butterfly incorporation?" You know what? I know how I'm gonna find it too, because I'm sick of it. I'm totally done. No, I've had enough, and that's how I feel about it. This ain't my phone. And I feel like even though this is Instagram, I cannot find what I'm looking for. Where's that thing where you put on your Instagram store where you were showing people the logo? Where's the highlights?
It's not in my highlights.
No.
You're looking for archive.
Forget it. The point is she has two or three pages of drawings of the butterfly. And then she sends that to a guy, her designer, and he just takes her drawing and draws it and like makes it graphic. And then it's done. How is that not creative that you can draw a logo? And then, no, Joshua, let you know that that's not enough. Then he gets it. She's like, you know what? It'd be cool if the butterfly flew in and flapped its wings. And when it lands on the M, yes, bring that, Greg. See, I knew Greg was on my side from the very beginning.
How did you do that, Greg? Because it's gone.
Okay. So
that's in
boom.
My story, in my highlight.
This logo that she came up with, she drew that. And you see how it's going. You see the flap? You see the birdie flap? You see the butter flap? And then when it lands, the K turns pink. She said that. She told, hey, Kev, what do you think about this? If it did that. And then the guy does that. How does that not create? How is that not anything different than a person saying, I want to draw this merch design. Here's my idea. You make it. How is that not creative?
Am I done being attacked?
Melissa engineers smallness too much, and I'm sick of it. She is a creative producer. And then we developing TV shows and stuff. She sits right in this office and has all these great ideas of overarching stories and characters and how to make sure.
That's not true.
She's just lying at this point.
That's not true.
You don't sit in here with Miles in here and sit up here and have all these great ideas.
Can I?
What is it about being creative
that, just
that makes you fair? And you better say what I want you to say.
I think that.
No, before you speak. What do you think is the difference between me and you? Do you think I'm creative?
Yes, but I feel like, okay, so are you going to let me answer?
No, only if you say what I want you to say.
That I think a creative person has like this, that creative energy that sits in them that they have to get out like all the time.
Okay.
I don't think that I have moments.
No, because
okay,
guess
I'm about to ask another question.
No, you're not. Guess whose idea it was to have a murder mystery date night? Is that not a creative idea? I want to have a live event that I want people to come to and have a creative day. And then here's my ideas for the decorations. Here's my idea for the entertainment. Here's my idea for this and that. I'm going to have a conference. You literally did all the creation of the conference from your mind. How is that not creative? How? What is the difference between me and you?
Do I consider myself a creative? My answer is no. I think that I have moments of creativity that I can capitalize on, but I still don't consider myself like I feel
like.
Do you
need to paint the Sistine Chapel first?
No, I feel like true creatives. It's just like in them. I feel like it's creativity is something that I am like honing as a skill. It's not something that I like embody and am.
You don't have to be a creative to be creative. You're thinking of like Kanye. What? I'm a creative. I create music, fashion, paintings, this and that. I'm a creative overall. You don't have, a chef can be creative. They know how to do stuff with different ingredients and stuff like that. Are they not creative? I'm sick of it, Josh. And people of the Love Hour.
I'm moving on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, now that we're done talking about Melissa being a creative, let's talk about creative gifts for the holidays. So we actually received a bouquet from Books, the company that we're about to talk about. And I literally was like, you get all like warm and fuzzy when you receive flowers. It's literally the nicest thing to receive an unexpected bouquet of flowers or plants or wreath or whatever in the mail. Anytime you receive something unexpected, you're just like, oh, somebody thought enough of me to like put in their credit card information and remember my address to send me something via the USPS. Like, I just think that's the sweetest thing. And so Books offers that. Books is short for bouquets, and their flowers are beautiful all year round, but during the holidays, they are on a whole different level. If you need finding the right flowers, Books has you covered. They have everything from holiday wreaths to fresh flowers to paints and gifts starting as low as $39. Books has flower subscriptions nationwide and same next day and same day delivery. Books are sustainably grown and cut fresh from the world's finest eco-friendly farms. Because our flowers are sourced directly, they stay fresher longer. For 25% off your order from the Books company, go to books.com/love with code love. Go to books.com/love with code love. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S. Books as in being short for bouquets. You guys know the holiday season is coming up, and you ain't get your mama a gift, send her a bouquet of flowers. Next question. Are y'all done? I set myself up for that, but I thought the conversation would go a different direction, so don't ask me that question again. I'm not gonna answer it. Okay, bye. Question number two. Hardest thing about being married to each other. Kevin.
Nothing is hard about being married to you. Love of my life, queen, mother of my children. Everything's easy.
Well, y'all, I got a list.
The hardest thing about being married to you is that you will not actualize your full potential, and it is frustrating to watch you squander the gifts that the Lord has given you because you don't have the amount of confidence to believe fully in yourself.
And that's
it's
the hardest thing.
It's like watching a prize athlete skip school because they didn't want to learn, and they could provide for the whole family if they would just focus.
Is that your final answer?
That's the most thing present I can think of.
Well, I ain't going to give you my answer then.
No, give me mine.
Number two.
Give me mine. I'll give you a serious one if you give me a serious one.
Okay, so what is the hardest? It's not actually being married to you. I think it's the idea of being married to a comedian.
Okay.
Is that... The hardest thing is that I'm trying to think about how I want to word it, that we talked about this once before, the joke always coming first.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I just want to be protected, and sometimes I'm exposed.
Yeah, it's a tough gig. It is, because it's, you know, because I'm a creative and I accept that about myself.
Boom, there you go.
No, you know what's funny about that? Not funny, but it's a terrible time to use that word. It is nearly impossible to hone.
What's nearly impossible to hone?
To when an opportunity to be funny arises for me, imagine like a bullet being shot out of a gun and then trying to grab it.
Mm.
That's what it's like. The time from synapse fire to words exiting mouth, it's hard to say, this is your wife.
Yeah.
And who's around? Who does she is? This yeah. is this, that is that. No. It's like, so like in my other line of work, like Roast Me and stuff, so much of that is, and even with Doughboy, it's timing and speed.
Yeah.
Like if you miss that window, you know, it's missed. And I was a comedian before I was a husband. So it's hard because a lot of times I think a joke and I just don't say it at all, because to try to craft it and make it not be, you know, to protect you, I just be like, nah, never mind. But letting a joke go by is just like, oh, man, that would have just, oh. So, yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
Man, I didn't know. I didn't really think about this question ahead of time. I don't really walk around thinking about what's hard about being married to you.
Because I'm easy to be married to.
Lately, you've been more mood swingy than you used to be.
Oh, my gosh. I've been getting on my own nerves.
Bruh, let me tell you who else has been. I've been like, fam.
I don't know what is going on. But I promise you.
Last week, you were just.
And I feel it. I literally can feel like you are in a bad mood. Don't care. Everybody can get it today. Isaiah, get up. Joe, what are you doing? Kev, you're also wrong. All y'all get on my nerves.
And I'd be like, bro, how do you wake up mad?
Mad.
Because I was that day. I remember the day last week. I'm searching through my mind like, did I do something? All I did was be asleep.
Oh my God.
And be, I remember, because this is funny, now that we're past that point, we was at a meeting in Hollywood, right? We sitting in the lobby, and I'm like, I'm going to go in and get some coffee and stuff, you know? And she's like, okay. And she never came to where I was.
Because I need a moment to readjust myself.
Man, I was like, bruh. And then later on, you were just like, okay, I'm not in a bad mood no more.
Because sometimes you have to sit and be like, girl, stop it.
Do you?
Yes.
Enough, Melissa.
Stop it.
That's enough.
You need to, like, gather yourself. You have an attitude. Why?
What
you don't
I
know
do
why.
In these moments?
Nothing. And low-key, I don't want you to ask me what can I do.
Okay,
because
I was like headphones on and FIFA.
This is what you do, and it'd be making me even more upset. Are you okay? 5 minutes later, are you okay? 5 minutes later, are you sure you're okay? If you ask me this one more time, I'm not finna be okay. I'm gonna punch
guess
you.
Guess what? I'm not talking to you. When I detect a bad mood, don't add me. These Bose headphones, remember the one? Bro, when I tell you, noise cancellation. In your own funky mood.
Don't
bring that energy over here.
I don't want it, but then you come and bring yourself over.
Because I'm be like, bro, are you good? Because your energy off. I know
my energy is off. Let it be off.
Okay. But I don't know if it's because you're sick or you have an attitude.
You asked me one time. Don't ask me
I'm
five.
Not asking you no more. You know I am. I'll never talk to you again.
I do be getting on my own nerves, but ain't nothing I can do about it. So
man,
there we go.
Me and
are.
The boys, when you don't be around, we be like, guys, what's going on,
I'll
man?
I'll fight you.
What's easier?
Question number three.
What is up with my
How
career?
Do you stay consistent while juggling life full time?
We don't.
These are facts.
Okay? We don't. Stuff falls by the wayside.
Like?
You miss soccer games. You miss workouts. Me and Greg were supposed to be working out. He was busy doing the merch. He didn't hit me up, and I didn't hit him up. I was just like, let's just not talk about it. In my mind, I was like, in January, we'll start again. He's busy. I don't want to be around him because when he works out with me, I am more tired than I work out by myself. When I work out by myself, nobody has to tell me to hurry up. I just be like, I'm going to watch TV for a little bit. I be up in the gym, just hands on my hips, watching sports highlights. When Greg's around, all right, kid, that's enough rest. It was 11 seconds, man. Leave me alone.
Oh my God.
The thing is, it's such a, like, I almost feel guilty complaining about it because our gift allows us to go, for example, to Puerto Rico, right? We had never been there before. Beautiful place. We had the time of our life, but also it led to sheer exhaustion. And I'm more than likely sick because of that.
Oh, 100%.
Puerto Rico is in Atlantic time, which I don't think I've ever been in Atlantic time before. It's 4 hours. From Pacific time, 4 hours ahead. So we fly overnight the night before. We get there. We're like too exhausted to do anything. It's like 3 o'clock and we're just like, so room service? So then the next morning, I couldn't sleep. I felt like an idiot. I fell asleep at 7 o'clock Puerto Rico time, which is only 4 o'clock in our time zone, which is prime nap time. Everybody knows you can't take a nap past six. Now you're just going to bed. So I fall asleep and while I'm sleeping, I'm like consciously like, you either got to sleep through the night or wake up now. You cannot wake up at 10 o'clock. What do? Wake up at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So then I finally fall asleep again at 4:45 a.m. And we got to be up and dressed at 7:30. And then after we speak, we take our kids to the bird thing. We go, we spend all day in Puerto Rico. The next day we're trash. We got to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, Puerto Rico time, fly all the way back. Then immediately shoot Righteous and Ratchet. And no rest leads me to being sick. I know it does. But also I got to go to Puerto Rico. So our kids, it is hard on children, little kids. When I tell you, these kids probably will never travel again when they get older.
So
Daddy, can
it.
We take a plane? Airplane. I ain't heard that name in years. Like, they have been everywhere. So we're trying to balance. Next year, our travel is much lighter. But the truth is, guys, something gets dropped.
Yeah.
And it's not, the only thing you can do is try not to drop the same thing all the time. So we try to make sure your family's done, but you know, workouts be hit and miss. This is totally pause though. Did you pause, not the homophobic pause, but just timeout pause. Did you see the Indian dude who used to be on Silicon Valley who's in Marvel now and he got completely ripped?
Oh, you told me about it.
Did you see this dude, Greg? Kumal something? He was just like pudgy dude and now he is freaking ripped. And he was like, I'm only like this, and I appreciated this, because I booked this movie a year ago, and Marvel paid for my trainer and my nutritionist and everything I needed for an entire year.
Yeah.
Like, they literally paid me to get in shape. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. At least they're being honest. Yeah. Regular people don't have that option of having a nutritionist and a chef. He also has a chef. Mm-hmm. Do all that. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you kill it in one area, you fall in another one. And that's where we're kind of all, you know, always juggling a lot of things. But if anybody tells you they have it all together, it's not true, because somebody in your life is missing out on you. We don't get to visit our family as much as we like. Mm-hmm. We don't get to hang out with people as much as we like. Our kids, you know, they miss out on stuff. Like, Zay's like, I want to go to dances and stuff. Like, bro, we going to Puerto Rico. It's like, I want to go to the dance. Like, bruh.
He did miss it. He was sad.
You know what I mean? So even if you feel like you're balancing it, somebody in your life is like, it's not balanced.
Yeah, I would just caution against assuming that that we have it all together and we're juggling it all, because the fact of the matter is some ball is falling somewhere. There are still things that I want to do and I just haven't done it. And that would, to me, would be a missed opportunity, a ball that fell. Question number four. Are you ever afraid of your own success? This was your question, Kevin.
Oh, I was like, this is a great question. I forgot I asked the question.
This is your question.
I literally was like, that's a great question.
That was your question. Greg submitted a question as well, and it was, this isn't a question, your brother-in-law Greg is just really great or something like that.
You answer. It was for you, but also for me.
Okay, are you afraid of your own success is the question. My answer is 100% absolutely. Sometimes I think that I can self-sabotage myself into I'm very self-aware, so cut it out.
I didn't know you was gonna say it.
Into engineering smallness out of fear.
But when I say it, I'm crazy. No.
I just don't. I still don't believe that I'm a creative. I really do stand by that. But that's not this question. That's not this question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. 'Cause I'm really interested in this, and I'm glad you're aware enough to know.
Yeah. And so, I mean, well, that's my answer, in that I'm most definitely afraid. And I think that sometimes I was talking to Crystal yesterday, CK Beauty, and she is a beauty influencer. Nice. She's amazing. Yeah, really great. And we were talking about sometimes wisdom is disguised as fear.
Explain.
So sometimes we can rationalize our decisions and say, like, we're using wisdom and, like, I'm taking my time and I'm doing this and plan and da 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 da. And in reality, it's fear. And so trying to find the balance of, obviously, you want to use wisdom.
Yes,
that
is
important.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, like, throw that to the wayside, but also making sure that it doesn't become a paralyzing excuse.
Absolutely. Like that Collateral movie. Remember that?
Jamie
Foxx, Collateral.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He's when like, he wanted you to tell open yourself, that. Yeah. I got to have it all together, and you know, I got to plan it and all that type of stuff, and you will plan yourself into paralysis.
Yes,
that's true. And I'm the opposite, but sometimes that's not good either. But you know, I think I shared this with Mel. It's also funny in the comments, totally unrelated. People were calling you Mel, and other people in the comments are like, no, Mel is her sister.
Yeah, I know,
Mel
that's funny. Yeah.
And Liz is Liz.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people name Melissa go by
sure.
Mel. But when people call you Mel, I'd be like, that's
so
Mel.
That's funny to me.
But now I forgot what I was saying, because that thought was more important than what I was saying. Oh, yeah, I jump into things quickly. And you know, that's like a trait of CEOs.
Yes, you remind me often.
They go from
ID
to execute. I don't feel good, and you're not making it easier to be here. And Doughboy left those cookies out. He never remembers to put stuff away. Go!
You know what pairs well with cookies?
What?
Wine. That actually may not be true, but on a Saturday night, listen, anything goes well with wine. And we have told you about First Leaf. They are amazing. And especially with the holidays coming around, you're going to have family gatherings. You're going to have great food. You're going to have laughter. You're going to have memories being made. You want to do that all surrounded by a great glass of wine. You guys know how we feel about First Leaf. You go onto their website, you take a really quick quiz, they analyze what your tastes are, and then they send you things based on your taste, and you're able to customize the package that you receive based on what you like and what you don't like. And if you want to explore and expand your palate beyond what you're accustomed to, this is a great opportunity to do this. Tis the season to drink and be merry. Celebrate the holidays with an introductory First Leaf subscription that includes 6 bottles of wine, That'll last you through the holidays, unless you're like me and you might need two bottles of six. Shipping is free. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/love. That's love. Six bottles of wine plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/love. Engagement season is in full swing, starting on Thanksgiving and spanning through Valentine's Day is the most popular time to pop the question. That's a good cue for all you men listening. You thinking about popping the question. You got from now until Valentine's Day to get that thing together. Zola makes planning and even attending a wedding easier and less stressful. I find attending weddings incredibly fun. I actually really do love attending weddings. And I actually was saying, like, we're out of that season where our friends are getting married. So, Joshua, find a boo and propose so I can go to your wedding. Okay. Oh, for the first dance, the open bar, the flower girl, and the bride.
I will be so your true. Boo, Joshua. Oh, I will be Mrs. Gons and Baby Gons.
That's so funny. They are about to flood him. Okay. That's why I really appreciate when couples create a wedding website with all of their info I need, all in one place, from the venue, dress code, itinerary, registry, everything. And that's how Zola makes it easy. It's not just for the bride and the groom, but it's also for your attendees. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. Free wedding website designs. There are hundreds of gorgeous designs for every style, plus beautiful, affordable invites and paper. Shop your whole paper suite at Zola, from save the dates to invite. Zola is the highest rated registry of all time. It has helped 1 million couples get married. That's a lot of people. And they'll help you too. Sign up at Zola.com/lovehour today to get your free personalized paper sample. Then use code SAVE50 to get 50% off your save the dates. That's a really great discount. That's Zola.com/lovehour, promo code SAVE50. Okay, we're going to zoom through these because we haven't got through very many questions. I'm going to move this on this side because you're keep pressing it. Okay. Did you answer your thing? Are you afraid of your own success?
Yes.
Why?
But I'm not afraid, not in the sense of sabotaging me, but I'd be like, bro, you are so talented, man. There's no telling what you could do. You could have movies. You could have TV shows. You could
it
do
is so true.
You could be
But what
speaking.
About that makes you fearful? That sounds like.
It's just like, bro, like, how amazing could you really be?
I wish more of us were like Kevin.
You'd be like so amazing. You could have so many people be benefiting from your skills and stuff. I just want you to remain integral, have integrity. I told y'all I don't feel good.
You were.
Integrity is the word I was looking for. Make sure that I have the integrity to keep me where God's trying to take me. I'm never afraid in the sense of like, oh, I should stop. But I be seeing people who are like me at this part of their life and the meetings that we're having. I've been telling you this for the last 3 months. I'm like, listen, one of these things is going to work.
Yeah.
Because we are having meetings like crazy. And I'm like, bro, when one of these things pops, it's going to level up everything and the whole crew is going to benefit. And that office being very much expensive is not going to be a big worry of mine. Because right now, I looked at that price. I said, in U.S. dollars?
Yes.
Monthly? For 5 years?
That's
what
real.
If I'm not funny no more in 18 months and I get canceled by the internet?
True fear.
We're going to be living up in there. They're going to really come in like somebody's living
right.
here. And yes, we paid the lease. Do y'all want this money or not?
Yes.
Yes, we live here.
That'll be real.
This is a futon. This is a studio and my home.
Next question. How did you know I was the one? And then I'll answer the same. This is actually a question that we answered at Black Love. And I'll give my answer because it took me a long time to come to an answer. So do you want to give your
go ahead.
Romantic answer? Give your answer first.
I knew Melissa was the one because we were in college planning for our life. I was in ROTC. Air Force ROTC at the time. And I'm like, man, we could go, you know, we can get stationed anywhere. And I realized that no matter where I got stationed or whatever happened, I was going to be happy with Melissa in my life. And that's when I realized I wanted to marry her forever and love her. And then I got kicked out of ROTC. Like, literally... Not even 2 weeks after that.
That was my first red flag. And
I got kicked out of ROTC and I cried in that office. And I knew I didn't want to be in the military. I didn't want to wear the uniform in college.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't like the Air Force hat. Yeah, I cried in there.
I didn't know.
I ain't never been kicked out of nothing.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. I'm like good at stuff. Don't kick me out. Mm-hmm. But they're like, if you want to get back in, I told you this, right? the summer, they're like, you want to get back in, you got to do these things for extra credit. And I was like, bro, no. And I'm not even giving the uniform back. And they never charged me. They're supposed to charge me $500, and they did it.
Someone's watching right now. It's going to send a bill to you.
They better not.
With late fees and interest. My answer, how did I know you were the one? It took me a long time because Kevin gives like this really like overly romantic answer, and I just didn't have the same experience. And it took me a long time to like really be able to like articulate what happened. And this is how I can explain it. That for me, Kevin and I dated for what, 3 or 4 years before we got even engaged, probably, and then married. And probably about 4 years and five if you include engagement. And we had a really good like courtship, so to speak. So I didn't have any like alarming red flags. But I don't know that marriage was ever, I was never one of those like young girls that like marriage was the dream and like the ultimate goal. I just was never that person. And so when Kev proposed, it was like, I love him, but do I know he's the one? I didn't know. I didn't know. And I think I think that's like an honest answer, and it can sound harsh, but the truth is I didn't know. And even on my wedding day, while there were no like red flags, I was like, he's a bad guy and you shouldn't get married to him. I also didn't have like this amazing sign that was like, he is the one. I just felt like this was a good, that I could be happy with this guy. I don't know.
He was like, cool.
I don't know how else to explain it.
What you're saying, like,
I don't know how else
could
to explain
be worse.
It. No, it wasn't that. But I feel like now, because I feel like at the end of the day, as much as we like want to romanticize love, the fact of the matter is that it's a risk.
It's a risk, and it's a leap of faith.
It's a
risk. And I feel like your answer is better because it is the truth.
Yes. And so I felt like there was nothing. I was taking this risk, but it wasn't like an irresponsible risk because, again, I didn't see any red flags. But I wasn't sure that I was making the right decision because I wasn't sure. And so I feel like now that we are, you know, 15 years married, 20 years together, I feel more sure of a decision that I made on my wedding day 15 years ago today than I was ever sure on the day that I said I do.
Mighty God.
And I feel like that is, I would much rather be sure today than be 100% sure the day I said I do and 2 or 3 years in questioning my entire existence because this isn't what I thought I signed up for. And so I'm grateful that, you know, we have had a happy, successful marriage. But on the day I said I do, I was taking a risk. And that's my answer.
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know what else
don't
to say.
Don't apologize for your truth.
Okay, I'm going to skip the next one. What is your love language?
Acts of sex.
That's not even a love language.
It's physical touch and quality time.
You lying. It's physical touch and words of affirmation.
That's right. I was like, quality time ain't right.
Straight line.
Words of affirmation. I'm words of affirmation boy. Tell me I'm good at stuff.
Yes, you are very much words
tell
of affirmation
boy. Tell
me I'm loved.
Tell me your other boyfriend sucked.
Tell me. My other boyfriend sucked.
Yeah.
My love language is not words of affirmation at all, actually. That makes me quite uncomfortable. It is quality time and acts of service. Although lately, I don't know how I feel about acts of service, but I know quality time is definitely.
What's happened to acts of service?
I know. I feel like I should take the test again.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think's creeping up?
I don't know. That's why I said it. I know
acts
quality time. I know that acts of service is still. I just feel like at the time that I took it, those two were probably very neck and neck. And I feel like now probably quality time is there's a wider gap there.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. I guess that as you age and change, that can change. I took that, man, probably 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've never retaken it.
Yeah, I would love to retake it.
Interesting.
How do you resolve your misunderstandings?
I think we're actually really good at this. I think this is one of our best skills of our marriage.
Oh, tell me why.
There's the awkward space of something's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we, and I honestly think the Love Hour podcast has helped a lot. It's mm-hmm. given even me a lot of language to help navigate my feelings and navigate, you know, post-argument or pre-argument waters. I think we are able to separate. I feel like we always come from the same team. Mm-hmm. So like you might be on offense and defense, but you're on the same team, and you can give constructive criticism or feedback. And your teammate, you know that it's because we want to win, mm-hmm. not because I just want to tear you down. Mm-hmm. So we have an argument. You can say, okay, how do you feel about this? I think we had an argument in the plus one day, and we were like having weird vibes. Mm-hmm. And you were like, do you want to talk about last night? And I was like, yes. Here's how this happened, and here's how that made me feel. And I acknowledge what I realized you were trying to do, and I understand that, but I still felt this way. And you were like, okay, well, I felt this way, and here's what I was trying to do. And in some ways, this is me pushing myself past what I thought I could do, and we might be struggling because, you know, I don't know what else to do. And I said, I acknowledge that. I appreciate that. And I realize sometimes you just, you know, things aren't going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and then we were cool. We went and had a great time. So I feel like that part of like not approaching, at least not approaching arguments or conflict as she tripping and she be this, like, and really trying to solve it and use that information to get to the next or make the next thing easier. I feel like that's one of our skills.
Got you. Have you ever done an event while still fighting?
Yes.
100% yes.
So many Love Hours on this last tour.
The tour before, the very first one?
Both.
That might be true.
Actually, no, the first one, because yeah. this one you didn't come out as much.
Yeah.
But the first tour, man, the Love Hour saved us. It broke the ice on so many arguments. And not like every day, but there was a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because again, man, traveling is its own stressor. Mm-hmm. You are more tired than usual. You are more hungry. You're more cranky. You're more stressed. So you're more irritable.
Yeah.
So things that might not bother you on a given day are going to bother you when you're tired, cranky, and you got to perform, and it's a lot of energy. So, yes. And shout out to Toby and Fat. They went through an argument that we went through almost doggone verbatim.
They did.
And it was so comforting to know that we are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Not often, but enough.
Yeah. And I would just say that we're regular people. That's why I'm like, we're not hashtag goals at all, because we be having the same problems y'all be having. But what I have and what we try to do is ensure that we address them. And one thing that's great, even about like that emotions wheel that I posted, is that it just allows you to identify what's really going on with you. And so that way, when you have that conversation, it opens up a window of vulnerability instead of anger. Because when you don't understand what's going on with you and you can't articulate it, that is really frustration. Yep. And then that frustration comes out as anger. And so you just end up yelling and screaming. And now you're arguing about the level of your voice instead of the actual issue.
Yes.
And we all know that with the holiday season, sometimes comes a lot of stress with family members, because you are with each other. You're crowding each other's space. They want to make the macaroni. I'm supposed to make the macaroni. Like, things be getting on your nerves. And sometimes you just need an outlet, and exercise is a great outlet for that. So as you're approaching the holiday season, you want to make sure that you stay focused on your 2020 goals. You want to make sure that you don't over binge and overindulge in the holiday treats. And if you do, just make sure you get back on track, and you can do that with Open Fit. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. If you cannot spare 10 minutes a day for yourself, you need to reprioritize your life. You should have 10 minutes just for you. That's not scrolling the internet. That is just sacred time dedicated for you. And you can use that time to do all sorts of things. And I'm recommending that you use Open Fit. It is going to sculpt your body in the convenience of your own home with no eyes on you. Open Fit is affordable and accessible. We all know that going to the gym sometimes can be intimidating and embarrassing when you don't know what you're doing. And so being able to do what you need to do in the comfort of your own home is an easy way to, again, accomplish your goals. OpenFit has changed the way I work out, and texting my code LOVE to 303030, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text LOVE, that's L-O-V-E, to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text LOVE, that's L-O-V-E, to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. Why are relationships such a struggle?
Because we get on our own nerves. So trying not to get on somebody else's nerves. That person has different thoughts, feelings, background, hopes, dreams, fears, and trying to manage all that, it's tough. You can love someone every day of your life, and it's still going to be tough to be in a relationship with them.
What he said. This is a great one. Entrepreneurship requires a lot of faith. Are you afraid you won't be able to provide?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's part of the reason I work myself like a dog.
I know.
I have an innate fear of not being able to provide, having to go back to work a regular job, not being funny, not being relevant, not being able to sell tickets, not being able to cover the lease, not being able to book a role, all of the above. I think the only difference between me and other people, I just be still doing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be scared and I'd be like, oh, well, I ain't gonna let that fear stop me, though. I know that's what's up.
I would actually say that I read a lot of books. And at one time I was like on this, like, I need inspiration. And so I was reading this book, Girl Boss by Sophia. I can't remember her last name. It's not her last name. And I literally remember reading the book and like feeling all inspired by it. And I went to bed and I literally feel like God was like, how dare you buy this woman's book and be fully inspired by this person you've never met, don't know at all. And you lay next to a man who is doing exactly what you're reading. And I felt so convicted, because I was like, you're right, God.
I've been thinking the same thing.
I really should just look to the man that I married. I feel like you are one of the purest examples of what it means to do it anyway. I really do. I really feel like you're one of the purest examples of what it means to do it anyway. I think a lot of people have a lot of ideas and they will identify more with me on the fear side, or like over planning or over analyzing, or like all of these excuses is what they are. And you are one of those people that's like, bump excuses, I'll figure out a way to do it anyway. And that is probably the one of the greatest attributes to your success.
Chicken soup to the soul. That was great, man.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just basking in the greatness of you.
Okay. This is a great question, because I don't think you've actually talked about it. Okay. And I like this question. Why did you sign to an agent? That's a great question, right?
That is a good question. I wasn't expecting that. I'm going to tell you why. I was talking to my dad. Okay. My dad was the one person who was like, God is the agent. And I was like, yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. And then later on, he was like, also, God as the agent can use other people to be his agents. Mm-hmm. The main reason that I signed with an agent is this. I realized in Hollywood, there are a lot of things that are relationship based of, and I don't have those relationships yet. So when you are trying to do TV and film on a large scale level, the agents are the people who know what's happening, who's making what, who's buying what. And also I found that when you are in meetings with powerful people, an agent gives you credibility.
Right.
When you don't have an agent, they're like, oh, you ain't really real now yet. Somebody didn't even, you know, sign you, or you're not with a big, there's an agent and then they're signed with the big three. There's that and that. And some things are so much easier if someone you want to work with is signed to your agency, that your agent can talk to their agent, and now 100%. You might be able to get them a role just because of that, you know? So yesterday I was meeting with someone developing something, and he was like, oh yeah, me and this guy had the same agent for 25 years. Mm-hmm. If we want him for this project, I can get him.
Yep.
You know, so, and another thing, a certain comedian got a special, and I was privy to some information that basically a lot of it is the agent. Mm. It's so much of this is outside of skill. People always ask, why don't you have a Netflix special? Like, one, it's hard to get. Two, everybody's trying to get one. Mm-hmm. So when your agent can say, hey, if you do this, you get this, you take this person's special, I'll give you another one that somebody you might like. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, that's somebody doing it outside of like, yes, you're funny. Yeah. A lot of people are funny.
Right.
So I felt like to take our stuff to the next level as far as TV and film, it was going to be more efficient by using people who were in the game and having some relationships and stuff. So, and it's proving to be valuable.
I agree.
And also, my last thing, planning the whole tour and all that stuff was hard and taxing and time consuming. And having somebody else do that with their relationships allows me to do other stuff. So we just switched our merch over to a fulfiller person. Same idea. Mm-hmm. It's like, let the fulfillers fulfill. It gives us more time to be creative. Yeah. So that's why.
Good question. How has it been trying to be a sex positive family as Christian?
Symbol. I was like, I am not the sex symbol you're looking for. It's a regular body. You know, it's really difficult. You want to jump in?
No, I agree.
It's really difficult because I realize masturbation specifically, the way you're taught, you know, the way we were taught Christianity, it is ingrained in you. Mm-hmm. And then realizing that you might have a different thought than something you were taught is hard. But what we don't want to do for our kids is pass off information that we don't believe is helpful, mm-hmm. or believe in anymore just because we were taught that.
Yeah.
You know, our old pastor used to say this, and I thought it was such a great analogy for a lot of things. He said his mom, or this mom in the story, used to cut the edges off of her pot roast. And he asked her why. He's like, well, because my grandma did it. And so he asked that grandma, why do you cut the edges mm-hmm. off? He's like, well, because my grandma did it. Mm-hmm. And he asked the next person, like, why did you do that? And she was like, well, because the pot roast wouldn't fit in the one pot I had. Right. So I had to cut the edges off to make it fit. Mm-hmm. So people were keeping that same ideology when the circumstances around it completely changed. Right. You could have kept the whole pot roast. And that's what I don't want to do with my kids is just tell them something that I taught was taught because we were taught women couldn't wear pants or makeup.
Right.
You couldn't go to the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so many things. So, but to be sex positive when you weren't raised sex positive is tough.
Yeah. It's trying to reconcile your what was ingrained in you with like new ideologies, and that is that reconciliation can be like a tug of war sometimes, and so that part is hard, but I feel like we're doing a really good job of like offering education to the boys and then always bouncing it against like our morals and our values and allowing the kids to hopefully make informed decisions for themselves as they become older. Will the Playmakers ever make a comeback?
I would hope so. The biggest obstacle is location. Jay lives in Chicago. Aunt lives in like near Victorville, California. I live in L.A. We're all traveling and doing our own thing. But it is my hope that we get back together and do something. I'm pretty sure we will at some point. The scale or the project, I don't know. But we're all still really good friends. Me and Jason are still brothers.
So, in real life.
In real life. Different dads.
Unnecessary tidbit of information.
So yes, that is something I would like to happen.
What is the hardest thing you've had to overcome? And let's split this professionally and relationally.
You want to go first?
Okay, so the hardest thing I've had to come professionally, actually on both, I'm going to give the same answer for both sides, is me. I think that the more I have learned about dynamics and the more that I would want to blame Kevin for all of the issues that I feel like I've had, the more I realize it is something I need to work on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those issues that I see it's the same root issue whether I'm dealing in a professional setting or if I'm dealing in my personal life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, it's the same thing that is the issue. And just as an example, because we've talked about this before, and so you guys are all familiar that my Just Say It campaign spawned from an issue in my professional life, but it traced back to an issue in my personal life. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Mm-hmm. So as an example, I always give, you know, getting my nails done and the lady burning my cuticles off. And I literally would just like, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And that was it. Like, I wouldn't say anything. And that same issue of like not speaking up for myself, it's the same issue whether I'm getting my nails done or I'm having a conversation with my husband or yep. I'm trying to voice something in a profession. It's the same issue.
Yep.
And so trying to learn to take up all of my space, be my full self, be comfortable in my own skin, you know, trusting my intuition. These are all things that I'm working on, and it affects all aspects of my life. On the way into the office this morning, I was listening to a radio, and there's a song by Selena Gomez, and she talks about, I had to hate you to love me. I had to leave you to find me. And I think a lot of times that's what we believe, that you are the issue. And so when I get rid of you, I can love me. When I, you know, lose you, yep. I can find me.
Yep.
And I don't want to be the person that that throws in the towel on my relationship because I felt like I've lost myself. I can do that work in this relationship. I just have to change the dynamics between you and I. I don't want to be that person. And so the more I do work on myself, the better I become as a human being in all aspects of my life.
That was such a great answer. I forgot the question.
What is the hardest thing you've had to overcome?
I don't know.
No answer? Professionally or?
I can't think of a great answer.
Okay.
I can't think of an answer.
Can't think of an answer. Okay.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. What's any advice that you would give your younger self?
Stop playing basketball earlier because it's not going anywhere. If I could have just been focusing on a different skill, I really was just mediocre and like, I'm going to the league. That's the thing about the way I think. Whatever I'm believing, I'm believing
that's
that.
That's true.
So until I was getting crossed up at that Division III tryout, I was like, I'm going to go to the NBA. Why would you think that?
That is so funny.
And when that kid crossed me up, I was like, man, I could have stopped playing a long time ago.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like maybe one thing is, and this is advice I'd give my younger self, but I couldn't be able to because I learned it through experience. You have more say-so than you believe.
Mm.
You have more power than you think. I didn't realize that. I was always thinking, I got to take the first offer. I got to take the deal because they might say no. They might change it. People are offering you the first thing in hopes that you take it.
Yes.
But they're often prepared to give much more. So you know more of what you think. Be confident in what you know. Stand by it and you'll go further.
That was good, Kevin.
Thank you.
Who is on the top of your I'd like to work with list?
For you.
Oh, sorry. What advice would I give the advice that I would give my younger self would be, child would be a whole bunch of things. I would tell myself, one of the things I would tell myself would be to shut up. I think that I thought I knew more at 21, 22, 23 than I actually knew. And through life experience, I realized that I should have shut up more. So that's one thing I would tell myself is like, you gotta hush, just hush. And then another thing I would tell myself is in some ways not to hush though. In some ways it would be to speak up.
Totes get it.
Don't absorb these definitions of what it means to be a wife, what it means to be a mom, and speak up for yourself, stand up for yourself. And that's you can do those things and still be a nice person. Like you can do those things and still be pleasant to be around. You don't have to be like an evil woman just because you're, you know, standing up for yourself. So I'm happy you get it because it's like both sides. Who is on the top of your I'd like to work with list? I thought this was a great question.
Ava DuVernay.
Ava. That was a great answer.
I love Ava. Issa Rae, big fan. Did work with her before, mm-hmm. but like to do it again. Regina King, I am fully in. I have a full on creative crush on her because of The Watchmen.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
It's amazing. And also made me realize that Regina King has not missed in like 25 years. Mm-hmm. From 227 to, it's funny, Roy Wood Jr. was talking to his friend about Regina King, and his friend was white, and he was like, the things they were naming Regina King for was the wife in Jerry Maguire.
Yep.
And the other person in Miscongeniality too. And he was like, black people know her for so many different things. It's but true. Like, that was more a testament to how well, mm-hmm. you know, her career has been. She's in directing 7 Seconds and Bill Street Could Talk. And
she is amazing.
Friday, Poetic Justice. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just is everything. So Regina King. That's all I can think of.
Okay. I couldn't think of anybody.
Hussein Obama.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Shonda Rhimes.
Kenya Barris. I don't know who that last person is.
He created Black-ish.
Oh.
Anita Baker. I would love to be the Anita Baker first interview in 20 years.
Oh, that would be great.
Big fan of hers. Lifelong.
Have her come Imagine on Righteous and Ratchet. Imagine getting
Anita Baker on Righteous and Ratchet.
That would be amazing. She probably would do it, too. Okay, I think this is a great question to end on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ooh, child, you got to find it. Hold on. What is the toughest marital issue you had to resolve? That was a good one.
That is good.
And we didn't get through all these questions, by the way.
The toughest marital issue you had to resolve.
What is the toughest marital issue we had to resolve?
Man. Do you have one?
Let me think about it. So the toughest marital issue we had to resolve would be, I'm going to go with all the issues that arose last year during the tour.
Last year was tough, man. I wasn't expecting a tough year that late into our marriage. I thought it was going to be smooth sailing from here on out. Oh, I was wrong.
What would be the, like,
Melissa 2.0 was a tough thing for me.
Why? Because,
do you remember the Phoenix saga? The X-Men?
Phoenix. Oh, Jean Grey, no.
Oh, my God. The cartoon. You don't remember?
I do, but I don't remember that.
Okay. Jean Grey. You know Jean.
Yes.
She turned into the big Firebird.
Okay.
So that was you. You were like realizing your full power, mm-hmm. and then all the other X-Men were like, bruh, like, she's completely powerful, like, she can't be contained. That's kind of how it was. So many things in our marriage I realized I had gotten used to, and I was gonna have to get unused to them.
Mm-hmm.
The way you approach things, you're being muted, not questioning things, not challenging things, all that stuff was gone, and I didn't realize how easy I had it. And Melissa 2.0 was like, nope, nope, nope. And it wasn't like you came in with an attitude or anything like that. Like that, I'm not trying to paint that picture. It's more of like, I am a person with feelings and thoughts, and I'm going to express them often.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, I hadn't been doing that. And you got used to that. But playboy, playtime's over. You understand me? So had that happened earlier, we were still learning each other, I'd been more prepared for it.
Yeah.
But nearly 20 years in, and you've been kind of one way for 18 years, I had gotten used to that.
I need Morgan here because I just got a flood of emotion right now.
What did she say? Lean into that.
No, she said allow make that space for
make
it.
Make space for it. Make space for that.
Oh, man.
Shh, come on.
I don't know why I've been having like these random
mood swings.
Shut up.
Don't lead into that.
Wait, what does she call it? You have a little neural network that has emotion in it. Just make space for it.
Yeah, make space for it.
I just got emotional because, stop it. Okay. Because I was thinking about, dude, that was hard.
Mm-hmm. For you and me both.
I didn't expect to cry.
You look like a sexy Oreo right now.
I was. Thank you, Joshua. That was hard. And it was hard because I couldn't really articulate what was wrong. And so to have a like persistent looming cloud that something is wrong, but not being able to identify it is like a scary season in a relationship. And so when that happens, you, oh, this smells like Burger King. It triggered me because when I worked at,
right out of that emotion, like, Whopper,
man, because when
I'm not
I worked,
sad no more.
When I worked at the bank and I was pregnant with Isaiah, there was a, we had a vendor Burger King and they all would come in with their money and it would smell like the, like this napkins. And so it threw me off. So anyways, that's
dry
a very
ducks right up.
It did. It was a very scary like season for me because I didn't know how this was going to look on the other side. Mm. You know what I mean? And I really didn't know that I had a clear path even of like, how are we going to get to the other side? And to be like on this side of it, it's like, you know, really thank God that
this
we're
is around
here.
Christmas time. We was beefing heavy at your daddy's
man,
house.
It was.
You bumped into me and was like, what up, cuz? I was like, when'd you get in?
That was, yeah, it was tough, man. That was really... That was tough.
Yeah, man.
That was tough. And so I'm grateful that we're out of it. But
that was the longest amount of time that we were not on good terms in our entire relationship.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it wasn't every day, but it was a couple of days for a lot of weeks.
And I think that when I look back on it, it was so...
When I look back...
Like, multi-layered. My life. Like it was a lot. It was a lot. But I would agree. That was definitely a difficult season. I'm happy it's over.
You got the other side, like Alexander Hamilton.
Anything else? Oh, we forgot to do the announcements at the top of the episode.
We sure did.
I gotta remember to do that. Okay, did you wanna end with anything else?
No, I felt like crap.
You did good though.
I tried, man.
Yeah, you pushed through.
My
Thank
head
you.
Is pounding.
I hope you're better.
I'm not going to be better. I try to have my most energy for this. Everybody else is going to get the worst part of me.
Aww.
No, all to them. To them, not to you. I was like, I'm not give her the crap on the love hour, but I'm about to go shoot roast me and like, man, y'all say whatever y'all want. I have no jokes.
Oh, I hope you feel a little bit better. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this like super chill Q&A version of the love hour. We'll do the what your podcasting has taught us as the Christmas episode, and then that'll be it. Don't forget to buy your tickets for the Love Hour conference coming in July 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm thinking about running a Christmas special, so stay tuned to that. I have an idea. I'm thinking about running it. And I think that's it. Until the next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.